we're back. No one can join us in our hearts, Sue. You've got yours. I've got mine. You're alone in yours. I'm alone in mine. There's no words that can explain to you what it's like to be in mine, and there's no words mm-hmm. you can tell me about what it's like to be in yours. So a lonely place, but an important place to keep clean. For one thing, we won't talk loneliness on a spiritual level, because obviously I'm never alone if I'm a believer.
Yeah.
So I've got, you know, God in my heart,
yeah.
kind of thing. But even with the ultra, you know, top of the line spiritual component and all of that, without concrete, we feel like something's missing, you know, like there's still a loneliness. When I envision a big cell or something like that, you know, where I'm inside and can see out, but I'm in there, and, you know, God is God, and God is to the most faithful servant still somewhat mysterious, because we never get to look at him, you know. Exactly, and so on, and so that's a place where I've got to spend some time thinking about, you know, like it's a whole new frontier, like being in there and not being able to come to people. It took me so many years to learn that, you know, not only did I have my faith, but I have other people who I need to help me even build my faith, and mm-hmm. I can't do things alone, even though I prided my whole life on being a loner, you know, and I had to get rid of that. And now I'm with this where I'm not going to be alone, but in the physical sense, in my heart, I will always be alone. I mm-hmm. need to think about that, and I don't know, where I'm going to go with that, and I don't know if anyone can help me at this point.
Do you look at that as a scary place for you, Scott?
No,
like
a new frontier, totally.
Okay, okay.
But knowing ahead of time that I can never bring anyone there.
No.
And no one is ever going to join me there.
Well, you can invite people there to a certain extent, right? You can, to a certain boundary. But when I think of your heart.
You can't get in there.
Yeah. I mean, we it depends how much we share with others, right? We share little bits.
I can take stuff out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
but what I take out of there is my mm-hmm. conception of what's in there, and you can never know what's in there.
Okay.
So it comes down to personality and then all the stuff we talked about. So it's a wonderful place, but I just want to explore that. I want to go in there and then do some new thinking, you know, outside of time and between last and next and all these things I've been mm-hmm. working on most of my life. I think they're coming together in that somehow, and even on the air. And that's great for me. It's exciting. I don't know where I'm going to go with that stuff, folks, but hopefully we'll have something to tell you about later on in that. So anyway, we talked about the art of letting go, the analogy of boats on a stream and not damming up your stream, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you want to tell us a little story about the lady you work with. Part and part of your birthday celebration.
Yeah, we were talking about my birthday. We were talking about camping. It's funny. We, you know, I went camping for last Friday and was supposed to leave Tuesday morning, but we had some rain, and so there's nothing worse than camping in the rain. And, of course, my children were antsy, my 16-year-old especially, to get back home. So we decided we would leave first thing Monday morning. And, of course, Monday morning was my birthday, so we get up. And first thing in the morning, we're starting to take our tents down, and it's like, I don't know, 7 o'clock, 7:15. We want to make sure we beat the rain, and my daughter graciously comes over with my favorite perfume with a bow on it and a card from her, and then another card. So I open the card. I don't know why I'm getting emotional. I open the card for my daughter. It was, you know, beautiful and lovely. It's so nice to be appreciated and to know that your children, for me, I'm only speaking for me, that my children love me and that, you know, they appreciate the stuff I do for them. That means the world to me. But the other, I had another card, and I opened it up, and I was thinking maybe it was from my other son. I have three children, but when I read it, it was a beautiful card, very nice, and all I seen is, I didn't quite get the first name, and then I seen the last name, and the last name was the lady that I care for. Now, here in the beginning of this conversation, we were talking about how difficult she is to care for, and sometimes I'm just, you know, I'm like, Lord, please don't let me do anything that's going to hurt her, right?
Yeah.
You know, because she can be challenging. And I said, this is from her, I'm going to give you her first name. This is from Ina. Mm-hmm. And my daughter said, yeah, Ina wanted me to go out of my way to get you a birthday card.
Wow.
And I thought, wow. you know, this lady, we bash heads a lot, me and this lady, and this lady, we have conflict a lot, and she can be a real challenge for me to care for. But I thought it was really nice that she wanted my daughter to get a card and made sure that she gave me that card on the day of my birthday. That blows me away. You know, and so hindsight 2020, yesterday when I was in my little, I'm going to call it a little pity party because it wasn't huge, but sure. The condition of my heart yesterday, forgot to remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the blessings, you know. Sometimes we can get swallowed up in the negativity. Sometimes we can get swallowed up in those emotions that are uncomfortable, which they're just emotions. They come, they go, and they leave us, right? And you know, it's like saying you can't see the, what is it, something through the forest or something?
You can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You know? Beautiful. I had a beautiful day. When I put my head on the pillow, the beautiful, like, you know? And my daughter this morning, just before I came on the air, she said, you know, thank you. We went and got our nails done together because her birthday's next week. And she just thanked me for yesterday for being together. And I thanked her for being with me and just all those things. So those are the things to be grateful for. Yeah. All those things in our life that we sometimes not necessarily can see, right?
Yeah. What's interesting, too, Sue, I think, is that we had to spend this last hour on the show talking about this stuff to really bring the beauty out of it, you know. So out of a whole bunch of discomfort comes some comfort that's far beyond the discomfort.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know what? That's what it's all about.
Those are those golden nuggets. Yeah. Those are those things. Yeah. Yeah. Those are the things that I don't want to use the analogy getting high. But those are the things, you know, those are those things in life. Those are those, you know, talk about the Israelites. Every time something special happened to them, they would build this monument out in the desert, right? These rocks, they would do these things as a place to go back and worship God. And those are the things I need to worship God. I need to be worshiping God for the things that he's done, right? Because when I can see those things in my life, then no matter what the storm, no matter what the challenges, no matter what the feelings, no matter what the condition of my heart, I'm going to be okay, right? And I am okay. Right?
You know, it's really neat in that your example is good, where the Israelites always built monuments, you know, but you know, we talk about closure. We always talk about closure in a negative sense. Somebody's died and we need closure, or I have to see him in the, you know, in his, I have to see his corpse before he gets buried or cremated or whatever.
Yeah.
But we don't do it for the good things. You know, so we find closure in the finality of life. But we don't put any closure to the real good things. And I don't mean by getting rid of them and fully closing them off, but completing them and having places to go back to. I mean, one of the sacred places I go is the graveyard where my son is, you know.
Yeah.
And I usually do it from here because it's up here in Stillwater.
Yeah.
And I go by and I just spend a few minutes there, and it's a wonderful thing for me. I don't go there and think about all the hardships he had.
Yeah. Morbid reflection.
I go there to think about the good stuff, you know, and I envision him, you know, like floating around the atmosphere with God and these things. And it's a wonderful experience. So, you know, but I think we need to take that thing that we call closure and use it more for a revisiting kind of thing, so that we can revisit these wonderful moments. You build a monument to your birthday because it sounded like it was going to be a lousy one. Turned out to be probably one of the great ones, you know, because you pulled out some real good stuff and you got some stuff to do with it, you know. And I'm running overtime, and folks, got to apologize here.
I just wanted to also say, Jason, like, you don't know Jason, he doesn't talk a lot, but he's the man behind the sound, and, you know, it's always so nice to see you when we come, but there's just so many things I could say about you, Jason, on a personal level, but it's nice to be with you today.
Yeah.
So I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for all you do behind there with all the technical stuff.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
Wise man, and with the wise man, we'll let the wise man say goodbye, and for now,
see
you later.
Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome. Thanks all for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM here in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you will share it online. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.